listening to WMRM Digital Broadcast Internet Radio, keeping it real with real people because real people keep it real, your Christian network. I am Pastor Ricky McCoy, and I greet you with peace, grace, and mercy from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now let us go into the Word of God. From the book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I want to ask you today, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Are you looking at the things that's going on around you now? The wars, the killing, the murder, the lying, the stealing, the cheating. Come on, somebody. What are you looking at? Let's read 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. While we look not at the things which are seen. Paul is saying, don't look at what you see right now. It can change in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. But at the things which are not seen, somebody say you sick, but what do you see? Somebody say you can't make it, but what do you see? Somebody say there's no way out, but what do you see? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Paul continues to tell us, for the things which are seen are temporal. It's only for a moment what you're going through. The book of Psalms say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I am telling you right now, God is getting ready to do a new thing in your life. But do you see it, or are you stuck in a position of carnal? He continued to tell us, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God want to bless you, and the devil can't take it away from you. God want to open up doors, and the devil can't take it away from you. God want to give you some things that no one can take. The Bible say, God opened a door, and no man can close it. Are you looking at things that's temporal, or are you looking at things that's eternal? God wants to give it to you that you may enjoy it. In the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 19 and 20 tells us, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. What are you looking at? Are you looking at things that in this world people can come break in and steal, or are you looking at things eternal? Do you have a robe that you know you can put on? Do you have a crown that you know you can put on? Do you have shoes that you know you can put on? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Back to the question, Pastor. What are you looking at? Paul in 2 Corinthians 4 and 18 with this, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In your spiritual mind, you can see your house not made with man's hand, but made by God's. It's eternal. You can see your happiness. It's eternal. You can see your peace. It's eternal. What are you looking at? The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You have to use the vision of God, the divine order of God, to see those things which are not seen, so God can lead and guide you in the direction that you need to go in. From the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 and 6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." What are you looking at? Let me tell you this one thing. You have to trust in God with thy whole heart. I don't care how it looks. God is doing a great work in you. One more scripture. I'm going to read this, and then you'll be able to choose for yourself. In the book of Genesis, the 13th chapter, starting at verse 14. "And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." Abraham, what you see is what you get. So I'm asking you today, what are you looking at? Are you ready for God to bless you? Are you looking at the things that's temporal, or are you looking at the things eternal? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You are listening to WMRM Digital Broadcast Internet Radio, keeping it real with real people, because real people keep it real. Your Christian Network. I am Pastor Ricky McCoy. I greeted you with peace, grace, and mercy, and I leave you with peace, grace, and mercy. What are you looking at?